This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was $4.37, up 3¾. March corn, $4.49¾, up 3½. May corn, $4.58¼, up 3¾. November soybeans were $12.73, up 6¼. January soybeans, $12.71¾, up 5½. March soybeans, $12.59, up 5. December wheat was $6.92½, up 1/4. March wheat, $7.01¾, up 3/4. May wheat, $7.04¾, up 2. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Friday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon. Good weather has increased the harvest pressure due to the harvest pressure to weaken corn and soybean prices. Wheat moved higher with good demand and concerns about yields in other wheat-producing countries. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids of steady to 5 cents lower at 403 to 424. Soybeans were 18 to 27 cents lower at 1232 to 1266. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 5 cents lower at 406 to 418. And soybean bids were 18 to 21 cents lower at 1242 to 1267. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 5 to 6 cents lower at 398 to 416, and soybean bids were 25 to 28 cents lower at 1239 to 1275. Wheat bids were 6 to 17 cents higher at 649 to 680. And moving on to the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean bids, they were down 21 to 24 cents at 1273 to 1275. The basis was unchanged to down 3 cents at 5 to 7 over the November. High Pro Soybean Meal on a truck basis was offered at 422.80 to 441.80 per ton. That was down $6.20 with the basis unchanged at 15 to 34 over the December. Illinois Corn Processors Cash Corn bids were down 5 cents at 413 to 440, with the basis unchanged at 20 under to 7 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids down 7 to 9 cents at 404 to 417, with the basis down 2 to 4 cents at 16 to 29 under the December. Soybeans ended down 21 to 25 cents at 1270 to 1274, with the basis unchanged to down 4 at option to 4 over the November. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids at 6 to 7 cents lower at 425 to 428. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 4 to 24 cents, with quotations of 1288 to 1290. Soft wheat closed 5 to 9 cents lower at 692 to 699, and Milo ended the day 5 to 6 cents lower at 468 to 469. Now moving on to contract bids to producers for January delivery. In the northern part of the state, corn ranged from 410 to 434, and soybeans from 1234 to 1280. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 416 to 434, and soybeans 1250 to 1279. In the southern part of the state, corn ranged from 423 to 438, and soybeans from 1260 to 1297. Wheat bids ranged from 676 to 686. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $129.45, up 65 cents. December live cattle, $133.15, up 67 cents. February live cattle, $134.85, up 72 cents. October feeder cattle were $167.37, down 10 cents. November feeder cattle, $169.40, up 12 cents. January feeder cattle, $168.47, down 27 cents. December lean hogs were $86.35, down 15 cents. February lean hogs were $88.65, down 25 cents. April lean hogs were $89.45, down 40 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Friday afternoon, the 11th livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds are 57 to 63. The 4 to 5 weights, 61 to 67, the 5 to 550 weights, 65 to 69, and 550 and up, 68 to 70. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, and ranging in price from $58 up to $64. Now from the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction, they had receipts of 321 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold mostly a dollar higher. Slaughter Holstein steers sold a dollar higher as well. Slaughter cows traded steady, and slaughter bulls sold $2 lower in a light test. On to slaughter steers, choice. They were bringing 122.25 to 127. Select and choice slaughter steers were 117 to 117.25 to 120.50. On to Holstein choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 108.50 to 114. And the choice heifers were bringing 122.25 to 126.75. The select and choice heifers were 115 to 120. On to slaughter cows, they had 43 head, starting with the premiums. Average dressing, they were bringing 99 cents. The breakers, average dressing, 79 to 85, and the high dressing, 88. Boners, average dressing, 72 to 79.50. The high dressing were 83 to 90, and the low dressing, 65 to 70. They also had leans, average dressing, 62 to 68. The high dressing, 77.50. And the low dressing, 45 to 55. Slaughter bulls averaged in price from 83 up to 88.50. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.36. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.32. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.36. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.32. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.68. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.78. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.62. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.36, corn at Scottville is $4.36, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.68, and wheat at Scottville is $6.62. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows scattered light showers around our mid-Illinois listening area on this Tuesday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment. They deliver what others promise.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Then talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services. You'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M could apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why they are your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies with occasional showers today, the high about 70 degrees and light west winds. Tonight, becoming partly cloudy, low temperatures in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the low 60s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower on Thursday, low temperatures in the low 40s, highs in the low 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. We have cloudy skies, 60 degrees on this Tuesday morning, and so far at the Weather Center, a trace of precipitation recorded. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, by Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Corn prices have declined to the lowest levels since August 2010. University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good says this price weakness reflects supply and demand considerations. On the supply side, he says outgoing reports of yield that exceed expectations in many areas suggest the next USDA forecast of the U.S. average yield will be at least equal and perhaps exceed the September forecast of 155.3 bushels. While there's still some uncertainty about the magnitude of harvested acreage that won't be cleared up until the next crop production report is released by USDA, Good says it appears production will be large enough to result in a sizable buildup in stocks by the end of the current marketing year. As for demand, Good notes the partial government shutdown has left a void in the usual flow of weekly data. He says the primary news on the demand side has been the leaked report of an apparent EPA proposal to reduce the magnitude of biofuels mandates under the Renewable Fuel Standard beginning in calendar year 2014. As the 14th day of the partial government shutdown started Monday, lawmakers remained deadlocked. But it appears the negotiations are now focused on Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who launched talks aimed at ending the spending and debt stalemate over the weekend. The two leaders are trying to come up with a plan that could garner enough support in the House and Senate to allow government operations to resume. At the same time, Reid and McConnell hope to figure out a way to increase the government borrowing limit. Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association was in the station to talk about how the government shutdown is affecting legislation related to transportation.
Well, the Washington closure, it's kind of goofy. We were out there a week before last, and everyone was hunkered down. You know, people were either getting ready to shut down, or they had shut down with skeleton crews. You know, there's a lot of issues out there that we want to deal with, but right now it's very slow. The U.S. Department of Transportation, though, is still operating because of the fact that most of their funding does not come directly from congressional appropriations, but it does come from, you know, user fees, motor fuel taxes. It's funded separately, and thus they are still working. A couple of things that we have been watching, which should be of interest to people, is that federal government, U.S. Department of Transportation, does know that it's going to take an act of Congress to deal with a couple of key issues. One of them, the first one, this issue of sleep apnea. If you drive a truck, sleep apnea is becoming a major part of that medical certificate. In other words, what you need to be able to drive your truck to have that medical certificate. Sleep apnea has been on the table for the last couple of years, but there have been no clear-cut rules. It's kind of been an arbitrary decision by any time you go in and see a doctor. Sleep apnea, to do that sleep test costs a couple thousand dollars. You know, a guy looking for a job, you know, he doesn't have a couple thousand dollars to do it, so it's this vicious circle. And then it's always been an arbitrary decision on the part of the doctor. Well, what they're going to do now, they said, no, we aren't going to just do guidance. We're going to Congress passed a bill, and it's on the president's desk that says that they will do a prescribed procedure to make sure that if you do or do not have sleep apnea before they prescribe these tests, which is good because a lot of people have been stuck having to pay thousands of dollars for a test, and then they find out that, well, I don't have sleep apnea. The test has been prescribed because the doctors are afraid that, you know, if a guy does fall asleep while he's driving and the doctor had given the approval to the driver to go ahead, then he's going to get sued. So that's one issue. Another issue that we're dealing with is the federal government wants to set up what they would call basically entry-level standards. Right now, when they take a CDL test, which they only do once every couple of years, it's kind of a general test. What they want to do, though, is the federal government wants to set minimum standards so that the drivers understand the rules of the road, understand how the truck operates, what they need to do in terms of making sure that the equipment's safe, and that they understand the regulations that go with it. This is probably a big step forward. In other words, setting these standards in an industry that, for the most part, you know, a lot of people learn it on the job. Federal government says, well, we need to take that a little, you know, step further, and not necessarily to have a certification, but to say, hey, you're going to understand everything about, you know, the truck, the equipment, the rules and the laws before you get the wheel so that you're an informed driver. It's another issue out there. Last but not least, the federal government is trying to finalize their rulemaking on the black boxes, the electronic onboard recorders that they want to put in trucks. The black boxes would be pretty much just like the black boxes you hear about in airplanes and in trains. And really, for the most part, they're kind of in the trucks right now, the newer trucks. But what they would do is record the data. So if there is an accident, then these black boxes would do a couple of things. Record all the vehicle actions. But then also what it would do is that it would say, you know, is he speeding? Is he, you know, braking too hard? Is his RPMs too high in the truck? But then also what it would do, record the hours he's driven so that he can only drive so many hours a day to prevent drowsy driving. And that is the core of the whole issue with this, is that they want to make sure that the drivers are following the laws and that this EOBR, black box, whatever you call it, is going to, you know, keep everybody in the up and up.
Again, that was Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association. The world headquarters of agriculture company Monsanto was the site of a weekend demonstration organized by opponents of genetically modified food. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that 500 demonstrators marched on the company's Crèvecoeur global headquarters, where they chanted anti-Monsanto slogans and waded into street traffic Saturday. Organizers of the March Against Monsanto want the company to label food containing genetically modified ingredients. Monsanto released a statement before the protest in which it highlighted its contribution to improving agriculture by helping farmers produce more from their land while conserving natural resources such as water and energy. Although labeling of Monsanto products would not mean food on the shelves is labeled, as they provide seed, not food, GMO labeling of foodstuffs has come up again in the Illinois state legislature, with Senator David Kohler proposing a bill to require labels on all biotech crops. Anti-GMO groups claim this is a matter of food safety. I spoke with Heather Combs, Assistant Director of State Legislation with the Illinois Farm Bureau, who says the Farm Bureau is against this labeling measure. Combs said with the negative outlook that persists about biotech crops, the labeling will have an unnecessary negative impact on safe products and only encourage the vilifying of wholesome foods. Combs says the Farm Bureau instead promotes a more positive form of labeling where organic food, or foods that do not use biotech ingredients can voluntarily label their products as non-GMO. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.